Hopefully it was enough time to let Mary's brain cool down from another impossible day. She looked at the brand new diary on her lap, admired its nice heavy paper and the beautiful linen cover. Journals were the one big splurge in her life. She tried to write a little every day. Maybe later, the kids would read these pages and know who she really was, besides cook, maid, and chauffeur. Meanwhile, even the journal had conspired against her. Without thinking, she had written tomatoes, baby carrots, cereal, juice, diapers on the first page. Shoot! That just wouldn't do. She carefully tore it out. Maybe it was silly, but she thought this book is a sacred place, not somewhere you wanted to put a shopping list. She suddenly realized Ashley was gone. Oh my God, where is she? She was right there a second ago, and now she was gone. Had it just been a second? She tensed. Maybe it hadn't. Maybe it was longer than a few seconds. Ashley? Sweetie? Her eyes quickly scanned the small, crowded playground. Several blonde mop-tops on swings are running around, but no Ashley. The whole place was enclosed with a wrought iron fence. How far could she have gotten? She headed toward the gate. Excuse me, have you seen a little girl, blonde hair, jeans, a red T-shirt? No one had, though. Oh, dear God, not this. No, no. Just then, Mary spotted her. Her heart nearly burst. Ashley was tucked behind a tree near a corner of the playground. She coughed out a little laugh, embarrassed with herself for getting this nervous so quickly. God, what is wrong with me?